I am Ivan Sanchez, and this is the Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When a person comes to faith in Christ, that person has a new life, or as Jesus states, a newborn or born again. He will hunger for food, spiritual food, in order to grow. As he grows, he will discover that God is approachable, that God is near to us. And as he learns and knows more and more about God through the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit, he will find out that God desires his children to draw closer to him. I always marvel at how the Scripture shows us how those men of God developed such a closeness to God, even though they did not have a Bible or a large community of believers or the Holy Spirit as we know today. Take Abraham, for example. God called him, and he trusted and followed him. And not only Abraham, but other men too. All of them have developed an intimacy with God, which is described as deep and personal. That relationship with God is more than just practicing a religion or words. It requires an honest faith and obedience reflected in whatever we do, like our thoughts, actions, and attitudes with the plans of God. That closeness to God will require righteousness, which is only possible through faith in Jesus Christ and his blood. An intimate relationship with God will bring tranquility and peace to our troubled souls. And as God told Moses, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." We found that in Exodus 33:14. God will give us stability in our lives. By nature, emotions we encounter in life will change very often. But if we seek the unchangeable heart of God, we will have that stability in our faith in spite of the storms that come to our lives. God gave us the ultimate example of intimacy, which is the relationship of Jesus and his Father. He and the Father are one. There is no relationship closer than the oneness with the Father. That relationship is described by love and obedience. In love, Jesus came to earth to do his Father's will. He did nothing on his own, but in all things, he did the will of his Father. We can see that very clear in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before his crucifixion. In distress, by the agony of what was coming, Jesus asked that the suffering he was about to go through might be taken away from him. But he ended that request by saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." We can see here a perfect example of true intimacy with God, reflected in obedience as Jesus gave up his will to that of his Father. If we want to pursue true intimacy with God, we need to follow Jesus as our model. We love God because he first loved us, as John says in John 4:10. We show our love for him by obeying him. Jesus told his followers, "If you love me, keep my commandments," John 14:15. He promised that it is by obeying him and keeping what he has commanded that we will remain in his love. True intimacy with God can happen only when we are in good fellowship with God through obedience. Then we can know the joy and peace that comes from trusting him and doing his will, the same as Jesus did. Jesus is inviting us to have that intimacy. In his word, Jesus tells us that he is at the door and knocking. Whoever opens that door, he will come and eat with us. Let's spend some time with him in his word. If we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hill Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.